Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, if you stare in the mirror long enough, will something in the mirror change? Did he see what he had been thinking was following him for years?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is indeed. 855-853-4802, our phone number. You, of course, can get ad-free content. You can binge away on all of our episodes, get bonus episodes, all sorts of extras for you when you become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts and even try it for 3 days free. Or go over to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, not too much, Tony. I was just telling you about a mutual friend of ours. We had a little storm. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest storm ever. And it had like a microburst or something. Mm-hmm. And the whole town, you know, there was some tree damage and stuff. But my friend who lives two blocks away, you literally can't see his house because he had two trees come down in his front yard. Like, you literally cannot see his house.
Some would call that a curse.
Weirdest thing. Oh my God, maybe that's it.
Yeah. You know, like
maybe he's in there casting spells and shit on people.
Did you ever think of that? Huh? You know, like how
just now, obviously, as you can tell.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
He's a warlock. You didn't know that.
Yeah. Why am I always attracted to the warlock?
I know. It wouldn't be your first warlock. You knew.
I swore off warlocks after the first one. They just hide themselves so well amongst us.
Yeah.
They just seem normal. The next thing you know, you're having dinner and, I might just cast a spell on you.
Exactly. It's really weird, especially like if they have like a soup or something. If they're going to cast, like they're like stirring a cauldron. You know, if it's like a good chicken noodle or something, it kind of looks like a cauldron. It gets a little weird when you're sitting across from the witch or the warlock that's stirring like a bisque. Or a gumbo or something. Those don't quite have the same effect as like the steaming pot of liquid. So just, you know, if you're ever in that situation and they want to cast a spell and they want a good soup at that moment, I just suggest, hey, go with a more brothy one and it'll really make the effect better.
Well, here's the thing, because, you know, every time you stir up the cauldron, I never pay any attention because I'm like, I'm vegetarian. Chances are there's chicken broth in your soup. He's like, oh yeah, that's right.
Yep, yep. So that's just a little.
I'm going to pay better attention.
It's a little the more you know moment for us on today's episode.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
There you go. That's
why I like our friendship.
Yes.
You're always looking out for me.
Always.
Get me to think things I don't think about.
Exactly. It's amazing what you can think of after having a little bit of the green stuff. Let's go to our first caller of the day at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hey, guys. What's going on? So this next one, other paranormal events I've had in my life, I believe that it was a dark entity. Some might think it was just a dream, but here it goes. So I was in college in a dorm and with a girl at the time. And, you know, young men, when we're in our early 20s, we get feelings of restlessness, right? It's why the Army takes them young, right? They just want to point that at something. But I was just feeling restless. I was happy. I was playing football, right? Had the girl, all these things, right? But it just, something just wasn't right. And in a lot of ways, it could have followed me, I think, from where I grew up as a kid, told the story of growing up in a haunted house and paranormal things always being attached to me. People talk about attachments. Was it, was it infestation? Was it attachment? I don't know. But I woke up one night, and this is an old dorm, so there isn't central air in the common areas, and it's a hot Indiana night. It's probably, 85, 90 degrees outside with 80% humidity. And I crawl over and crawl out of bed and close the heavy steel door behind me and make my way down the dimly lit hallway to the men's shower room and bathroom. And there's no door, right? There's just a left turn and a left turn for privacy. And it was one of those old school, common area dorm room showers with the little tiny half inch by half inch tile on the floor and on the ceilings. And there's no light because obviously, people are sleeping, but you kind of use the exit sign light outside the bathroom and then the emergency hallway lights to kind of make your way towards the stalls in the wall. So I do that and there's an old light outside buzzing, right? So you can imagine it's dark, it's hot, it's dimly lit. You can hear this constant buzzing. Occasionally the light kind of flickers on, flickers off, as old lights do. So I make my way to the sink on the wall, and there's just a small mirror, and I look at my own reflection. And so, when you look at your own reflection in a dimly lit bathroom when it's 100 degrees outside and it's midnight and you're tired and you're weary and you stare. And I don't know if anyone else has done this, but sometimes you sort of wonder if you stare long enough, will something in the mirror change? Will it morph? Would a little smirk come from your reflection back from you, even though you're not smiling? And just that feeling of restlessness, that heaviness, my shoulders were tight, everything, you're playing football, you're lifting weights, you're constantly sore, right? So you, that stress of college and, the stuff on your neck, and you stare back at yourself. And I could feel the heat blowing on the back of my neck from the open window, and I can hear the buzzing, and I can see the flickering light, and I'm staring, and something inside me just just wanted to fight. So in my head, and I'll save the expletives, but in my head, I start daring something to show itself. Come on, show yourself. Come on, you coward, you blank coward. Show yourself. And my vision narrows, and I feel the heat, and I hear the buzzing. Now the buzz is getting louder, right? And now the lights are flickering. And did I do a lot of drugs and a lot more alcohol back then? Sure, but not this night. It was a Sunday. School was the next day, and I'm staring at myself, and my eyes get wider, and I grit my teeth, and I grab this sink as hard as I could. I felt like I could literally rip it off the wall. I'm a big guy, 390, right? 6'4", and I'm staring at myself, at my shirtless self in the mirror, and the mirror is staring back. And I'm staring and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs in my head for just whatever's been following me, whatever's there in the dark when I'm alone, whatever is making me angry and anxious, if it would just show itself, show yourself. If you're real, if there is a devil, show yourself. Come on, coward, show yourself. And then I'm on the other side of the mirror. I can feel the mirror behind me, but now I'm staring down a long hallway. The hallway looks like it could go on forever. But then a little boy appears, and he's shirtless, and he's got jeans on, and his shoulders are hunched, and he's staring down at the floor, and his hair is long enough to sort of go past his eyebrows so you can't see the eyes. And I'm staring at him, and he stares at the floor, and I'm staring at him, and I know that in front of me is what's been following me all these years. The tall thing in the mirror, the thing in the corner of your eye, the thing that makes you violent, that thing, and I'm staring at it. And then I yell at the top of my lungs, look me in the eye, you coward. And slowly the thing's head raises back to center, and the hair still kind of stays in its eyes, but it's looking at me and I'm looking at it. And I clench my fists and it clenches its fists, and I could feel the heat. I could still hear the buzzing light behind me on the other side of the mirror. And I don't look back. I can just feel it. And I'm staring at it and it's staring at me, but it's cold. I could feel the back of me is freezing, is burning. And the front of me, I could see my breath. And I'm heaving because I'm pissed. And it's heaving because it's pissed. And I can't see its eyes, but I can see its hair. And then it screams, but I can't hear it. And I scream, but I can't hear it. And we start running at each other. And just when we would literally crash into each other, my buddy tapped me on my shoulder. Like, hey man, what's going on? You okay? And I was kind of startled and a little bit embarrassed. You know, I'm out of breath and I'm standing in front of this mirror. You know, it's probably, you know, I'd probably be, you know, who knows how long I'd been there. You know, I went in there about midnight, but the lights are all on and there are people outside. And I'm like, hey man, what's going on? He's like, yeah, you okay? Aren't you late for class? You know, I had a 7 a.m. Japanese class, and it's 6:30 in the morning. I'd been standing in front of that mirror for almost 6 hours. Well, shortly after that, some things changed in my life, and I got some perspective and I got healthier. But that's just a story of, I don't know what it is. Maybe it was real, maybe it wasn't, but it definitely shaped my idea of what's on the other side. But hey, everybody have a great day. Thank you.
I want what he was on.
You know, as he's telling this story, with all respect to him too, because I wasn't there, I can't speak to what happened.
All I'm saying is because he said it was back in the days when he was doing a lot of that stuff. So that's the reference.
Did somebody drop him something that he didn't know about? Like,
yeah.
Did he take a hit of acid that maybe somebody gave him and he didn't know they had done that?
Yeah.
Because that happened to me once when I was like 17. Yeah. Somebody did that to me. And it was the weirdest thing because I thought I was losing my mind.
Sure.
But I think it's... Because what he described, I've never really heard anything like that.
No.
And it went on for 6 hours?
Yeah.
Like that whole thing. And even like the whole intense looking in the mirror and like show yourself.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like somebody who was on something. And I don't want to disrespect him by saying that, but it kind of sounds like that.
I know. Well, he brought it up. I mean, I'm not just saying that to be funny, right, or rude, but he did initially say that. That wasn't a day he was doing it, but I suppose you do enough of it after a while. You may have an odd Sunday, even if you're not doing anything. Right? But I don't know. I mean, he was a great storyteller. I really did like that.
I did too. I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah.
And honest to God, if I think there's something that's kind of following me in my life, the last thing I want to do is stand in front of a mirror and haunt it.
I'm going to stand in front of a mirror tonight and just stare, and I'm going to get the ghost box out and turn that sucker on and light some candles and play with a Ouija board simultaneously.
Do all of the things.
All at once. Yes. Exactly. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Would you keep me posted?
I'll keep you posted. We'll do a live stream. Okay. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, check it out on Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free there right now on our premium channel, or you can go to patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.